discussion as we get.
Dave's on his way down.
Sitting here, okay, all right. You might call Senator Frank's office.
I already did.
You did?
He's somewhere in the building but can't be found.
I saw him upstairs by the lounge.
Yeah, why don't we see, because he's worked awful hard on this one. All right, Senator Frank, why don't you join us up here? Call House State Affairs to order on Sunday, the 6th of May, 1990, at 9:41, let the record show. Present Representative Finkelstein, Representative Hanley, Representative Donnelly, Chairman Boucher. And we have first item, and the only item on the agenda is committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 206, State Affairs, an act relating to interstate long-distance telephone competition permitting deregulation of a class of utilities or of a utility service by the Alaska Public Utilities Commission and providing for an effective date. And the prime sponsor, Senator Steve Frank, is here. Senator?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I very much appreciate your having the meeting this morning to take the bill up. I think most of you are familiar with the issue, and I find it remarkable that we were able to achieve a compromise that both GCI and Alaska, and the two the two competitors, could agree to. The bill would allow competition in 1991 in facilities, in markets, I should say, where both competitors currently exist, and it would set up a system whereby APUC could and probably most likely will authorize competition, so-called facilities-based competition, in the rest of the state. It sets up a process. APUC has the last word, but the burden of proof is on APUC to show that competition is not in the public interest. For example, if they made application to serve Nome, APUC would have to accept their application, and in order to turn them down, they would have to find that that was not in the public interest. So I am extremely glad that we were able to get a compromise. I think it's a compromise that will work to serve all the people of the state, not just those areas where there currently would be competition, or would initially be competition, because there will be competition also through resale. In other words, they can use Alaska's facilities to where they don't have facilities, and so hopefully, eventually, within a few year period, there will be both Alaska and GCI in all communities in the state. And it should result, in my opinion, of course, in reduced rates for all Alaskans, better service, choice of services, and that sort of thing. A lot of the credit, really most of the credit in forging a compromise, as far as the legislature goes, would have to go to Senator Pichot. He did an excellent job of bringing the parties together, understanding the issue, and keeping the people at the table. And a lot of credit, of course, obviously goes to both GCI and Alaska in coming together. The APUC really was instrumental in putting the process together as well. So it was really, really remarkable, and I would hope that you would pass the bill out and support the legislation.
Dana, I'd like to hear from you. No, I just want her to have an opportunity on the record. We'll just take a minute or two more and move it to the right.
Good morning. For the record, I'm Dana Tyndall, and I'm Director for Regulatory Affairs with GCI. I'm very happy to be here today supporting this bill. GCI does support the committee substitute for SB 206 as it's written. If there are any amendments to the bill, though, we will have to withdraw our support. But we're very happy to support this bill as it's written.
I think Chairman Donnelly and myself and some of us here that have, I think this battle has dominated the legislature. It's always, and both sides have strong feelings and a very good argument. And I think the fact that Senator Frank has been persistent, I know at a time or two last year was probably a bit discouraged, but I've always felt that this could come together, and it's essential for the telecommunication future of the state. As we know and have discussed, the telecommunication infrastructure now, to anybody that plans economic development, is every bit as important as sewer, water, roads. I mean, it is the infrastructure of the next century. And I think your progressiveness in bringing new technology in and creating the atmosphere of competition is, and the long history of GCI, and or rather I should say Alaska, because I remember the days when they tried to sell RCA to the city of Fairbanks. Nobody wanted to buy it. I mean, then it was the Air Force had the thing, so I've seen communications come a long way, and I appreciate the hard work that you put into it. Jerry, is there anybody from Alaska.com that is going to want to comment? Well, it's with great pleasure I'll accept a motion to move this on to the next committee of referral. Representative Donnelly?
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
No objection. On its way. And we will hand carry it down the hall.
Great.
And if necessary, to the floor.
Thank you all very much.
Hey.
Thank you.
Thanks for your persistence, Steve.
I'm impressed.
You've got a three-pointer.
Okay, what's facilities-based? I don't want to break up this process. I know Red knows all these terms. There's a facilities-based long-distance telephone.
We want to be able to build our facilities statewide to provide telephone service. There's two types of telephone competition. There's resale, where we would simply buy capacity from Alaska.com. And then there's facilities-based, where we actually build their stations, which is our end goal. We want to build their stations throughout Alaska.
So you want to have your
facilities,
not just
resale. That's right,
because we think facilities-based
competition
the true way to bring down rates, since we can do it for that.
Everybody should.
No, hey, you
and
do.
And then APUC will...